Good morning, America!
Buenos dias!
Oh my god, episode 3.
Oh my god, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
No.
Like literally.
No, literally, on some birthday. Because we were supposed to record last Saturday. Shit happened.
Right.
Life got in the way.
But now
we couldn't record. But
now we're here.
New episode, new me.
Okay.
New week, new me.
Okay.
Joe is back.
And thank you for everybody that listened and showed the support and was, you know, supporting us or whatever.
No, a lot of people, like, gave really good
feedback
from
last week. And constructive criticism. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
And know that we're literally listening to everything. Oh, my God.
Siempre tu mamá. Siempre tu mamá.
Okay, yeah, my mom is always interrupting the podcast.
But you gotta drop and you gotta answer when mama calls.
No, so when mama calls, you already know. Like, you gotta drop everything you're doing.
Mad.
And you gotta do what you gotta do. Week overview. What did you do this week?
Okay, so basically, my week just started. Today's Wednesday. And I feel like I'm just having a phenomenal week.
Why?
First of all, it's spring break, so ain't nobody in school. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm not really stressing about school. I have a lot of homework to do, so it's going to be very, like, laid back and productive at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, you know, I cleaned the apartment. I got myself in my element. And I'm just going to, you know, gather myself
for
the week. Yeah, because after spring break, everything gets worked up all over again. So I'm getting mentally prepared for that pretty much.
Well, your spring break is starting. My spring break ended and I'm back to school. And yeah.
Back to the routine. Back to the routine.
Back to the same routine.
Mm-hmm.
Back to, you know, the hassle of trying to get this education.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm mad that spring break is only 1 week.
That's literally a fucking, like, scam.
No, it's a scam. Literally, like, you're gonna tell me that I pay thousands and thousands of dollars and you can only give me 1 week
for spring break.
I mean, mind you, we get a huge winter break, but still, like, oh my
like,
lord,
a little week doesn't. It's not
a little week. Is not. It doesn't do me nothing. Like, give me a week and a half
to blink. Literally.
I don't need 2 weeks. I need a week and a half.
Yeah,
I need to, like, leave on a Friday and come back on a Wednesday. Like, start school on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You know, like when you used to go like on break when you were in middle school and it was like you had a week, but then you wouldn't come back until like Tuesday.
Because
that's what I need.
Because I feel like this week, that's why I feel like that's why I planned myself the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like I feel like it's just going to fall. I feel like I'm just going to close my eyes and the break is just going to be over. And I'm just going to be back to the chaos.
That's how it felt for me. Like,
yeah,
that's what I'm trying to avoid.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Out of nowhere, it was like blue. Like, it was disgusting. But, I mean, what do you have up for this week, though? Like, what are you doing for the rest of the week? It's Wednesday. You have spring break. Anything exciting aside
tarea,
from the
tarea,
homework?
Tarea. I have to literally just, like, make sure. Because I feel like by the time that spring break comes, you need to, like, be up to date with school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to make sure that everything is handed in. And, like, some professors be taking advantage of that little week. Thinking that little week is a big difference.
No, they really
It's just a week. And they be just giving you all these assignments. So, I pretty much just have assignments to do. Like I said, I just want to get myself in the right space now that I have this alone time. So, yeah, I'm chilling, doing homework, and just taking care of myself. That's what the week is going to consist of. And I recommend it for everybody, if you can.
Well, for me, it's more like a thing, like, how do I say it? Like, I have work. Like, that's all I do. That's all I do.
But that's okay because you're getting your money.
I'm getting
you doing what you gotta
like,
do.
I'm not a rat, but I'm all about my cheddar.
Right.
I don't work at a bank anymore, but I'm all about my coin.
That's crazy because that's literally where I'm applying to next.
A bank?
Yeah, I'm thinking
about
money.
It's good money. Trust me, it's good money. You should do it. Well, it's been a week when it comes to the world of news and entertainment.
Yeah, I feel the last time that we sat down, we had a crazy-ass rundown.
No.
And this is about to be another mouthful. So be ready.
We ready for this week's Hot Topics. First up, the queen. One of my queens, personal queen. And I am glad that this is something positive because I feel like she's always in the media. People are always dragging her in the media. Like, and I don't care if you like her or not, but you don't have to drag her.
Yeah, you have to, like, at least admit the things that she does do.
Exactly.
Because there's both negative and positive.
So Kim Kardashian West pays 5 years of rent for a man recently released from prison.
5 years.
5 years, honey.
Not even 12 months, no. 5 years.
In recent years, Kim Kardashian West has been tackling the prison reform process, lending aid to inmates, both current and former. She's provided sources for those that were otherwise lost in the system. And once again, she's putting her money where her mouth is, girl.
Period.
Kardashian has contributed to getting the First Step Act passed. And one of the first people to take advantage of the new Prison Reform Act is Matthew Charles, a man who was granted clemency earlier this year. Kardashians first came across Charles' story on Twitter after seeing an article that was posted about his case. Charles served 20 of his 35-year prison sentence. I know, right?
What?
For a nonviolent drugs and weapons charge. And back in 2016, he was granted early release. However, Charles later learned that the news was a mistake and he was ordered to serve out the remainder of his term. That's you know how traumatic crazy. That is for you to find out that you're getting out and then it's like, JK, you're not getting out.
You know what's crazy? I'm like, I really applaud her for purposely targeting these issues.
Yeah.
Because mass incarceration, like, this is not the first instance. This is not the first person.
Don't get me wrong. We see it. He's a criminal. He had nonviolent drugs and weapons charge. That's fine. But 35 years in prison for a nonviolent drug.
Yeah.
Like, you just want... You
when
just,
people are doing all this crazy shit and getting off and probation and bail. The
difference between black people getting charged and white people getting charged. If it was a white person doing nonviolent drugs and weapons, we would have been talking about probation and community service at that.
Exactly. This is why I'm applauding her, because she's literally taking the time and she's acknowledging...
She's using her platform.
That exactly, that minorities are a target in the judicial system. And unfortunately, it's against us. And she's doing what she gotta do.
Kim then met with President Trump in May of last year to speak to him about the pardoning of Alice Johnson, and also mentioned Matthew Charles in that conversation. Tim Hardiman, a senior producer of CMT in Nashville, explained to Us Weekly. She later discussed Matthew's situation when she met with the president in September. After being released, Charles immediately set forth to get back on his feet, but he was met by a roadblock. He tried to find a place to live, but because of his past record, he was denied. Kim reached out privately to Matthew yesterday after hearing he was having a hard time getting approved for an apartment, and she has generously offered to pay 5 years of his rent. Hardiman continued, he was overwhelmed by Kim's offer and graciously accepted. Her generosity will allow him to save enough money to eventually put down a payment on a house. Mm-hmm. It's truly changed his life. Yep. However, according to Us Weekly, Charles expressed his thanks to Kardashian on Facebook, saying, I just received the most wonderful news tonight that I just had to share with everyone, he wrote. Kim Kardashian West heard about my situation, was moved, and has decided to help me. And to me, in an unbelievable way, Kim did not do this for attention or publicity, but I had to share it because it's too good not to. And my heart is about to burst with happiness, and I wish you to rejoice in this news with me. And many of your responses about the outcome of my dilemma prophesized it. God is good. What the devil meant for bad, God reversed again for my good.
That is so good.
That's a quote. Like, we're going to be quoting that. That's next week quote of the week.
That is so good.
And to be completely honest, I have an update on this story. I don't know because I didn't write it in the script. But he's still, even after Kim, like, expressed that she wanted to pay for his 5 years of rent, the place where he was gonna live still denied it. Like, knowing that Kim was gonna pay for 5 years. There's no lease that is five. Every lease, the most is like
two years, three years.
3 years max. I've never heard of a lease for 3 years.
But what exactly was the crime that he got charged with? Because another thing that
possession of drugs and a weapon.
That's it?
But it wasn't like
that was like over two decades ago.
No, and not only that, but like 35 years for that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, your problem is that, oh, you have a record so we can approve you because you're not going to get a job. You're not going to get a job, whatever. But Kim Kardashian West, everyone knows who Kim Kardashian West is. I don't care who you are on this planet. Is saying that she's going to pay for 5 years of his rent.
She believes in this man for
why do you care?
Yup.
Just give him the apartment.
That literally happened 20 years ago. Like, I understand, like, the whole moral of it, but
if I was a landlord, I would just chill and be like, okay, she paid for 5 years.
This is how the system is purposely set up.
No, literally. I can't. Which is crazy because if I was a landlord, I would just say, like, you know what? Like, I'm getting 5 years of my money Like
right now.
Like right now.
That's Kim K.
Let me get my money.
Okay.
Let me get my money.
So he let can me live ask there. You this. So do you think, because when she first started being active in this movement, people were saying that Trump was using her as a political platform.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Honestly, this is my thing. Of course, there's certain things that I hate about Trump. Of course, there's certain things that I just can't, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Like, he's a racist. That's a whole podcast.
That's a whole different episode,
I don't even want to talk about it.
We understand the frustration.
But my whole thing is this. If someone, a celebrity, is using their platform and is trying to work with Trump to help other people, I don't have a problem with that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because yes. Just because he's president and just because he's a bigot and he's a racist, that does not mean that we can do our best mm-hmm. to at least work with him to help our community.
Yeah. Because it's not like she's agreeing with everything that he does.
Exactly.
She's taking advantage of the fact that her husband has a good relationship with the president.
Exactly.
And she's doing what she has to do.
And at the end of the day, like, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel as though, like, if she's doing something that is for the betterment of my community,
mm-hmm.
why does it matter?
Why do I have to say something negative?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Why does that matter?
Because I'm not paying for 5 years of rent.
Exactly.
Are you paying? I don't think so. So let Miss Kim K do what she gotta do. Okay.
Well, for the next story, and this story, like, kind of really made me, like, feel good just because of the fact that, like, you know, like, I love Marvel, like, movies, and I love superhero movies.
Really?
And when Wonder Woman came out, I really felt like, oh my God, like, Wonder Woman, even though I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it? We have to see this movie, because I haven't seen it either.
So Wonder Woman Gal Gadot, I don't know, how do you say her name? I don't want to, like, disrespect her.
My English is equally broken.
So Gal Gadot. Or Gadot, I don't know, supporting Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, as the epitome of girl power. So we already know Marvel. So DC and Marvel. DC is Wonder Woman. Marvel is Captain Marvel. So Wonder Woman is...
Wait, Captain Marvel is a female?
Captain Marvel is a female.
Yes!
So DC first came out with Wonder Woman movie, which became, like, one of the top, like, you know,
movies. It was like Superman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but then she got her own Wonder Woman movie.
Exactly.
So it was, like, a huge movement for, like, you know, the
women superheroes.
The women superheroes, the female community, the feminist community. It was a great move for women. Then Marvel, the competing company, the competition, came out with Captain Marvel, a lead female superhero as well. So just because, you know, they're supposed to be rivals because they're doing movies for the two competing mm-hmm. companies. So just days ago, Captain Marvel debuted in theaters, helmed by Brie Larson, the actress that played the superhero. The Marvel comic book adaptation is the first led by a female superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a milestone moment for the studios and the Oscar winner.
Wow.
To make things even more impressive, over the weekend, the film had the biggest worldwide box office debut for a female-led film, that's according right. to The Hollywood Reporter, surpassing 2017's Beauty and the Beast and Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. The project also had the second largest opening for a comic book movie behind 2018's The Avengers Infinity War, which was an amazing movie. I did see that one. Needless to say, a round of applause is absolutely necessary for her. No, like, needless to say. However, as Gal, Wonder Woman, made it clear in a sweet social media message to Larson, it's not so much about competition as it is about supporting and celebrating one another.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors did just that for her fellow superhero. She quoted, and I quote, I mean, "I'm so happy for you, sister. Congrats." Gal wrote to the star over an image of their two characters arm in arm by an artist. The artist was just as touched by her post and said, I make this kind of art to bring women together and to show some important female leads and to show how important female leads are for us. I think that was so cute. So this person did a little picture, like a little animation of Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel, like, holding hands. And I guess...
completely dismantling the competition aspect.
Yeah, completely, like, throwing away the fact that one is DC and one is Marvel. Like, just both women, like, holding hands. And I guess that gal really liked that. And she was like, on Instagram stories, she wrote, like, "I'm so happy for you, sister." And she added Brie Larson. And I think that's so cute because, you know, people are expecting her to, like, because Brie Larson's film made more money than her film. And she was, like, before
mean her.
Like before Brie Larson's film came out, she was the top lead female film. Like, you know, everybody thought that she was gonna be petty and like jealous, but she wasn't that, at all. Like
that completely defeats the whole theme of the film.
No, and I think that it was amazing for her to legit say, like, I don't care that her film made more money than mine, and I don't care that she's from Marvel. But it's about women, and it's about women being in lead films and women making this money.
If she's the one that's next to do it, then let her do it.
And I just
pass her the crown.
I really feel so happy because, wow, like...
Yeah. Wow. I have a question. Uh-huh. Okay, so you said that you haven't watched this film, Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. But, like, usually from, like, as a film student and just me analyzing cinematic components of movies or whatever the case may be, is Wonder Woman... Is there any, like, romantic aspect in the film within itself, Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel? Because I feel like when a film is stars a lead protagonist female actress, I feel like most of, like, the plot is going to be composed, like, if not, most of the half of it is going to... It's going to have to do with her being in a conflict of interest with, like, the romantic partner.
So, like, you feel like every time it's a lead female...
Like, they always make it relevant that she's having...
An affair or something.
She's having issues with her
like
husband.
She
has a love interest that makes a big part of the plot. So, it's not just about her, but about her and this other romantic partner.
So
I'm just wondering if that's still... Like, in the film.
So, I don't know because I really didn't see the Wonder Woman movie and I haven't seen Captain Marvel. But, I mean, I really hope that, like, they didn't take that route.
Yeah.
Because Wonder Woman, I'm a comic fan and I know the comic of Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman, like, yeah, later on they try to put some love interest just to spin up the drama.
But it's not
But
mainly,
Wonder Woman never, like, she comes from the Amazon, an island that has no men. That it's only women. So... She never
So that would be really stupid for them to do.
Yeah, but there's been other cartoon movies where Wonder Woman comes to the United States, she meets a guy, she kind of falls in love with him, but like that he doesn't like interrupt her superhero agenda.
Her story.
You know what I'm saying? Well, moving on. Kudos to Gal and kudos to Brie Larson. I love the fact that they're like, you know, girl power.
I love
power.
It too. I
like,
love it too. It's very inspiring.
Yeah. So moving on to something more juicy.
Ooh. I'm ready.
So listen, Lindsay Lohan, Messy Lohan.
Oh my
that's what
God.
I call her. Like, honestly, like I can't with Lindsay Lohan. Like she's messy.
Yo.
She's always been messy, and I feel like she's always gonna be messy. So
Lindsay,
there was a 5 years ago. There was a list that was published by In Touch magazine of 12. I think it was 12. 18 names.
Oh my God. Wait.
18 names of men in Hollywood that Lindsay Lohan said that she had.
A list?
That she got with. Yes.
Okay. We're going to get to reading.
No offense to Angie, but the list we care about is Lindsay Lohan's infamous sex list. And you know what I think that's so funny? Because you know Angie's list?
What's Angie's list?
Angie's list is like a website that you log in for. You can like rent a babysitter. You can rent like...
Oh my God!
So it's like this huge website where if you need a maid, you go and go to Angie's list and you can find someone to clean your house. So it's like no offense to Angie's list.
But this is the list we need.
But Lindsay's list is the ones we're talking about.
A sex list.
So
oh my God.
You forgot about the list? Don't worry. We remember it. Rather than store dates, you know, like the birthdays of beloved family members or the deadline for filing your taxes, we hold on to the truly important ones. For example, March 12, 2014.
Oh my God, that was almost
a day we look back on as L Day.
5 years
when
ago.
In Touch Weekly printed a list of alleged famous conquests written by Lohan, with only 18 names revealed and the remaining 18 blurred out.
What? Wait.
Dozens of top stars panicked. Their cover story boldly claimed for the list being revealed, going on to ask, why will they tell their wives and their girlfriends? Of course, people went nuts, speculating on the details behind the exposed names and guessing which celebrities' names were still blurred. A week later, on March 19th, the tabloid revealed 12 more names with several A-listers included. As for the remaining six, well, they've never been revealed. Consider it one of Hollywood's biggest unsolved mysteries. The alleged list was made legit thanks to Oprah Winfrey.
What?
Yes! The queen!
What?
And I have the list up right now, and it's like a handwritten list.
It's so like, Shorty literally sat down and she kept track of everybody.
She supposedly had intercourse
intimate relationship with
in Hollywood. I see God,
this is messy as fuck.
I see people like Justin Timberlake,
oh Zac my God,
Efron, Jamie Berg, Wilmer Valderrama, the guy from That 70s Show.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, is that James the one that
Franco,
I got?
Adam Levine. I can't.
Pero este tipo estaba desacatá en Hollywood.
So the thing is, so James Franco was one of the few men to publicly deny hooking up with Lohan following the In Touch story, addressing it during an interview with LA Magazine while promoting his book of poetry, which included several poems about the Just My Luck star. Lindsay herself has told lies about me with her people she slept with list, he said, of writing about her. So I feel like what I said, it's much less than what she said.
Oh my God.
Another person that has denied any intercourse has been Adam Levine. The Maroon 5 frontman actually spoke out
publicly.
That nigga
got a whole wife and kid.
No, he had a whole wife and kid, and she's a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, he don't want no Lindsay Lohan.
No, literally. No. I'm confused. So what do you think? Do you think it's true?
I think que a Lindsay Lohan le falta un tornillo. I feel like that lady, she's missing.
But my whole thing is,
she's a little off.
Do you really think she made it up?
To be honest with you, I really wouldn't know what to think. But mm-hmm. I'm surprised to see Justin Timberlake in that list and James Franco. Just because of like the status.
I feel like James Franco is a little hoe.
No, he definitely is. I feel like maybe he made an advance.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like get escalated to that assumption. But, like, what I'm really wondering is how, like, this list even came out to be. Like, where did this magazine get the list from? Like, who wrote it down? Who wrote these names? Because, I don't know, fake news spread mad crazy. But then again, this happened in 2014. But if they publicly went out of their way to deny it, then, I don't know, maybe it was because of their reputation. They didn't mm-hmm. want to be associated with the woman because of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to think.
To be completely honest, can I give you my opinion?
Of course,
this
you can.
May be an unpopular opinion.
Give
but
me your opinion.
I don't think she's lying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she, Lindsay Lohan, we know that Lindsay Lohan had a past with drugs. She had a past mm-hmm. with alcohol. Mm-hmm. She had a past with being messy. She grew mm-hmm. up in Hollywood, and mm-hmm. she, just like many Hollywood kids
children.
In Hollywood, they grow up and they get messy, and they have their little moment. And I feel like, yeah, she, you know, she went around and she got around and
she did her shit
and she did whatever she wanted to do. And I think that it was a little extra for her to come out with this list and
write it down. Like you literally sit down and remember every encounter.
And
that's
like,
a lot.
Also, like, there's no need. Like, there's literally no
need. Like, let it go.
But I feel as though because some of these men have wives and kids and girlfriends, I feel
and
like, of course, they're going to deny it.
Yeah.
Even though my whole thing is like, if you did it with Lindsay, the only reason why some of them would deny it is because if they were with someone else during the moment. But if you were single and Lindsay was single, then why deny it?
This was like 5 years ago.
But I also don't think that she's lying. I honestly don't think.
I don't think that she's going to go out of her way to make something this crazy up.
It's almost 40 names.
Yeah, but
it's literally almost 40 names.
40?
Almost
no,
40.
That's a lot, shorty. Like,
so it's like, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You did too much with that one. So where does Oprah come in here in the story?
So the thing is that Lindsay was doing like a docuseries with Oprah.
Mm.
And she brought it out. She came out with the list during this docuseries, and then she actually made a statement, and she said that the reason why she came out with the list wasn't supposed to like to drag them or to say like, yeah, I slept with all of them. It was supposed to like, it was some type of like exercise that Oprah was doing with her, like to kind of like liberate herself and like get rid of her depression and all of that stuff, and that the list I was actually not supposed to come out. So she did it as a way of like, because she was going through like this rehab process or whatever.
So that would make sense.
Yeah, so
that
that's why she wrote the name. But because she was doing this docuseries with Oprah about her abuse and all of this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know.
I wonder how the list just became public. Like
Oprah
that.
Winfrey's name is on it, and
It's legit.
It's legit. Anything it. Oprah is legit, you can't tell
it
me.
It has like a certified stamp on
no,
it.
No, like if Oprah Winfrey's name is on it, nothing. You
like,
can
why
tell me
are
nothing.
You questioning it?
You can tell me nothing. Now to the one of the biggest, like, the debacles of the whole week.
Yo, this has been the biggest cackle.
No,
the biggest jaw-dropping moment of the week.
No, literally, and I don't... And everywhere I look, I see this.
Yeah,
story.
And it gets me infuriated all over again.
So Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin indicted in college admissions bribery. So bear with me, because the way this story is written is like a little outdated. I'm going to give you updates at the end. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have been charged along with 48 others in the massive bribery scam involving some of the most elite colleges in the country. Okay. Court records show the actresses and others allegedly paid hefty bribes, as much as $6 million, to get their kids into various schools, including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California. The charges include conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. We've learned Felicity has been arrested and is presently in custody, where we're told she will be released on a signature bond, which essentially is a promise to appear in court. Lori Loughlin surrendered to the FBI and bond was set to $1
million. Okay. So that's $7 million so far.
No.
On this whole thing. $7 million.
The alleged, well, the $6 million was supposedly what they paid the person to get their kids into school. And then Lori Loughlin's bond was set for $1 million in order for her to be released from prison until she has to go to court. And then Felicity just needed a signature from someone to come pick her up.
Wow.
The alleged scam was reportedly unearthed after authorities found the California businessman who ran an operation helping students to get into college of their own choice. Authorities say parents will pay the man and predetermined amount, which he would funnel to an SAT and ACT administrator for a college or a college athletic coach. The feds say if the money went to a college coach, the coach would arrange a fake profile that listed the student as an athlete. If the money went to an exam administrator, the administrator would either hire a proctor to take the SAT or the ACT or correct the student's answer. There's an update. Lori Loughlin was released on a $1 million bond, so they paid it, and she got released from prison. And I think Felicity Huffman also, like, her husband came and picked her up, or her ex-husband came and picked her up. But
okay, so this is what I'm getting out of the story. So you mean to tell me that not only is college one of the biggest, dirtiest
scams,
business scams that there is, but you about to tell me, basically, like, certify that this thing is corrupt on top of everything else in this way. So there's people literally playing the system, the SAT, the protocol to get into college is being corrupted with money.
So this is my thing. And I have a very unpopular opinion about this. So a unpopular opinion coming your way. I believe that this is not new.
No, it's not. Like, it's not.
Everybody that's rich buys their kids way into school, unless,
especially if it's like a prominent school. So.
Unless you come from an academic family and you get in, because since you come from an academic family, you have the academic background yourself. But if you're Lori Loughlin's or Felicity Huffman's daughter or son or whatever, you're getting your shit paid for. Like, hello, if my parents are rich, like rich, rich, I'm expecting for them to, actually, I wouldn't even go to college.
No, you know what's crazy? This entire story just blows me, simply because of the, which one is the one that was in
Full House?
Yeah, which one is the Felicity?
That's Lori Loughlin. Felicity Huffman was in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Lori Loughlin?
Loughlin.
Her daughter. Have you seen her?
She's a YouTube star.
And one of the things that she constantly mentions, and you can see it on the video, because she even says, you guys already know that I don't care about school. That's what really infuriates me.
But you know my thing about the story? It's like, she was... Okay, so we have two different opinions, because
I'm biased as hell when it comes to this story.
She's very clear about the fact that she doesn't give a fuck about school. She probably went to school just because she wanted the experience, and she just wanted to turn up.
Literally, that's what she wanted.
Now, I mean, she went there because her sister went there, and I don't think that Felicity Huffman was woken up at 6 a.m. by the cops. I heard that even guns were drawn.
What the f-
for this?
You see, this too much.
Like, this is being extra. Yeah. Now, my problem is, this is my problem, because there's like a lot of
fraud.
There's a lot of sides to this story. So
this is a big ass scandal.
I hate the fact that this happened, but I think it's extra. But people have been arguing that it's like they need to go to jail and they need to be like sentenced, because then another story popped up about a woman, African-American woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, about an African-American.
This is literally there's millions of dollars invested into mm-hmm. this fraud. Mm-hmm. And you're basically gonna give her a little slap on the wrist because she has money. Meanwhile, you have people that actually, when they commit the fraud, mm-hmm. it's due for, like, the story that you're about to say right now is basically this woman that she was trying to get her son to go to an appropriate school, a safe school, and a safe environment.
She lied in a different district
because they were homeless. Mm-hmm. And she lied about where the kid lived. Mm-hmm. She gave the father's address, right? Mm-hmm. And she's incarcerated. This is why this story infuriates me.
I agree, too, because it's back to the justice system. The justice yes. system is fucked up.
Yes.
And the way that they sentence people of color and people and white people is two different things.
And then on top of that, this African woman, she's basically a nobody. Nobody's really gonna care if she went to jail or not. But
exactly.
This is a celebrity with money. Somebody that we grew up watching. People exactly. know who this woman is. They're not gonna keep her in jail over a little college scandal.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
So my thing is like, there's two sides. One saying they need to be made an example because there's other people incarcerated for less serious than this. Incarcerated for almost 20 years for literally some bullshit. I'm sorry. And they need to be made an example because celebrities should not get a pat on the wrist. My opinion is that, first of all, the other woman is already in jail, but she should have never went to jail for that. Never. Because you know how many people that I went to high school with
Yo!
Lied? You know how many people I went to high school
she
with
lied? She
was
homeless.
Like, she was homeless.
They're not even going to take that into consideration. They're not even going to take her circumstances into consideration when it came to sentencing her to jail.
Now, what I think that needs to
happen. Like, she did that with malicious intentions. Like, these women did this to basically take the... Like, somebody else could have their spot. Somebody that actually deserved to go to jail. Yale. My little accent. But yeah, like, people are literally, like, trying, like, mm-hmm. applying for internships, trying to do their shit to get into these spots. And people are literally just dropping money like nothing.
But also what I want to know, because everybody keeps saying like oh yeah, they took the spot of another student. I want to know how serious the spots of students are in these schools. Because honestly, at my school, they accept anybody. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's not clear, but this is like somebody, for example, somebody, I'm going to give an example to anybody that comes from a community like ours and is aspiring to become a doctor.
They have to fight.
And they have the academic like qualifications. Mm-hmm. To go into these schools and attend these, like, medical programs or whatever the case is. These are people that actually have to, like, stand out in the list. They're literally getting bumped up.
Yeah.
Like, their names are being, like, mentioned to these important people that make the decisions for them to, like, decide whether or not and, like, they're coming or not.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like...
I mean, it does. Yeah, it does.
That's why I feel that way.
My whole thing is this. I feel as though Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, I don't think they should go to jail, but I do think that they should be put in probation. They should do community service. They should all start a scholarship for people of color and minorities. For them, like a SAT prep scholarship or something to give the students a full ride when they go to these expensive ass schools, and also to help people from minority like locations and towns to help them get like higher degrees.
Because that's the reality. That's the reality.
You know what's crazy
all.
Though? That there's people that goes to this school like Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California that are also suing the school because now supposedly because of all of this scandal is
how like, many other scandals that
degree,
we don't know about
their degrees don't weigh as much. So let's say like Ramapo, like you go to Ramapo, right? And you get a degree from Ramapo, and then like there's a scandal like Ramapo was like, let's say Ramapo like was racist towards a student, and there's this huge scandal. So now supposedly because
of that reputation.
Because the institution is under a crazy drama, your degree from Ramapo, it's not as value. It's not looked at as higher as it
because
once
of
did.
Literally because of the reputation.
So now people from these schools are suing, which I think it's like, honestly, like, everybody's trying to get their coin by y'all being extra. Like, you got your degree, that's it. You don't need to sue.
That's what you think.
You don't need to sue. Like, stop being extra.
Yo.
You're just trying to get into the drama. I do agree. This shit is some crazy shit.
No, they like, literally trying to squeeze the limit.
Like, when I heard about this, I was like, Lynette Scavo? Like, Felicity Huffman, she played Lynette Scavo, which was one of the best characters in Desperate Housewives.
Wow.
Like, and she, you know what's funny? The character that she played on Desperate Housewives did this.
To she get, did!
Yeah! To get
that's
her
tea.
To get her kids into school. She had twins. She had twins, and she did this to get her kids into school. In the show.
My thing, this is what really upsets me as well. It's like you could have dropped all this money for college prep courses.
I agree.
Like, if you really want to show her to attend school, you would have gotten her all the resources she needs to, like, to have an honest position, to, like, entering college in a very honest way. And this is just dirty. Like, I just don't. I don't really rock with this.
No, literally.
Like, it's just based on the situation that I'm in. Like, ain't nobody ever gave me no... My mama don't even know what FAFSA is. And these ladies are just dropped... You know what? I guess if I had the money, I would have done the same shit. But, like, it's just not right. It's just a matter of, like, principles at this point.
No, I agree. And
like,
I think
you're
that...
really taking advantage of your position of power.
I agree, and I think that they took advantage of their money. They took advantage of their celebrity.
I mean, do what you gotta do, but
yeah,
still.
Like, you know, like, what I'm saying? Like,
at
don't
least
get me
do it
wrong.
In an honest
don't
way.
Don't get me wrong.
If you're gonna drop $6 million, at least educate her so she will get that degree in an honest way.
And my whole thing is like, your kid, the way Lori Loughlin did was that they faked the SAT. What makes you think that your daughter is gonna make it in an academic?
Exactly.
Like, what makes you think she's gonna make it in that
school?
She's
not even. She's not
smart enough to get in herself.
Exactly. Like, she's not gonna make it. She's not gonna take it as serious. It's just gonna be a waste of hella money. I guess you have the money, but still, like, it's just not right. It's just not right. And that's what I have to say about the situation.
Well, this is my thing. I think that, like I said, they need to set up some type of like scholarship for them, for people of color, and to help people of color get into schools and to not be like so disadvantaged. But I mean, I don't know where this is gonna
simply
end.
Because not to say the obvious and what everybody else says, but the system, like, is in favor of them. So the least they could do is just aid everybody else that doesn't have the privilege that they have. So I do agree with you.
I think that it's just crazy. It's just, when I heard about the story,
like,
it was just like, oh my God. Like, this is
up.
Some Hollywood, like
this
top Hollywood, like
up.
Crazy. Lori Loughlin was dropped from like a lot of her brands. Her daughter was dropped from a lot of her brands, like their like the brands that were sponsoring her and things like that. And
so I'm telling you, they lose them. They lose.
I don't
them
know
red.
If they're gonna lose their career, but they're definitely gonna take a pause.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I think they're definitely gonna take a pause. Moving on to something that I found really, really crazy. Cuba, of course, has a lung cancer vaccine, which to me was like, what? Many U.S. patients can get it without breaking the law. So they literally have to do something illegal in order to get this vaccine.
Okay.
George Keyes is not a rogue kind of man. A Colorado real estate agent and a grandfather of three, the 65-year-old practices yoga and meditates regularly.
That's
but
right.
The U.S. government, he says, has left him no choice but to break the law, if that is, he intends to stay alive. Keyes has stage four lung cancer, and his treatment options appear to be dwindling this fall. He went to Cuba for a vaccine treatment despite a federal law that prohibits Americans from going there for healthcare. Now, with President Trump's recent tightening of the regulations governing travel to Cuba, it has become much harder to travel there. But Keyes needs more of the vaccine. This spring, he's going back. He says, I'm not looking to break the law, but I'm also not looking to die. Keyes declared, people with stage 4 cancer like me should be allowed to try whatever they want to stay alive, whatever they think will work. The last thing they need is that the government on your neck, the last thing they need is the government on your neck over some archaic regulation saying just to take what is available here and die. Honestly, this story kind of like makes me cringe, because it's like, if I'm sick and there's a possible like treatment in another country, why is the United States getting in the way of that?
Let me tell you why. Because of the pharmaceutical companies.
No.
That basically have the government's dick in their hand.
No, because at the
literally,
same time.
That's what it is.
At the same time, like, if there's a vaccine in Cuba, there should be a vaccine here. This is a free world. This is like, out of all countries, the United States is supposed to be the most.
But that's literally why. You know how much money the pharmaceutical companies make out of cancer patients, out of medication that doesn't really have the same effects as probably marijuana does, medical marijuana does, or maybe like this vaccine. They're making money out of prescribing people all these painkillers, I feel like all these medications that they just prescribe to people that have certain diseases is just to control the symptoms of the illness that they have. But it's not really curing anything. It's not really reversing the effects of anything. So the reason why America's giving this man a hard time and why they're not really looking into collaborating with Cuba or bringing that over here is literally because of the pharmaceutical companies. They make money
through the medications that really don't do shit.
That don't do nothing. And this comes with, like, this comes down to everything else, not only cancer. So, and the fact that they're targeting this man over something that he wants to do is completely unnecessary.
And you know what's crazy? It's that, like,
this is, like, hardcore capitalism right
now. No, here. And it gets me mad because it's, like, the fact that President Trump is... now has new regulations, like, saying that he can't go, like...
After Cuba and the United States... After... What was it that they did years ago when Obama was still president?
Mm-hmm.
That they basically opened, like, the access for people to travel to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just...
Yeah, they're, like, a lot of people started traveling again to Cuba.
Yeah. I forgot. I'm not educated enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they did, like, loosen up on the regulations of Cuba and the United States when it came to, like, tourism and traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to just reverse that, it's like, how many tapes... Like, we're supposed to be taking steps forward, homie. Yeah. Like, you're just reversing everything that was done in the purpose of, like...
This story really makes me mad just because, like, wow. Like, this man is, like, he's literally fighting for
his life.
And, like, he's literally fighting for his life and our country is not helping him.
Hell no.
Like, that signs me. Like, that signs me that he lives here.
Because another thing, too, is the whole issue, the conflict of interest with Cuba, all that other stuff. It's just a lot more than just him. Like, they don't care the fact that he's just another man with cancer. You know how many people have cancer?
Imagine how many other people are in this predicament.
Yeah. And they don't have access to it because of some bullshit, pretty much.
Like, this story is truly disheartening. Like, I hate this story.
Yeah.
Wow. What a week. Yeah. Like, I can't.
I can't.
But we were supposed to recap Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but I did not watch.
Yeah.
I did not watch.
You know what's crazy? I don't know if you want to stay longer, but I really need to sit down, make myself another cup of tea, and just catch up.
No, we can catch up.
We need to catch up.
We can catch up.
Okay.
We can catch up. We can catch up. I'll watch it with you.
Great.
But I can't. We won't recap Housewives this week. We'll recap Housewives next week when we catch up on everything. But go and do your thing. Jaw-dropping moment of the week.
Okay. So I want to give the jaw-dropping moment of the week to Cardi B because my homegirl is coming for an Oscar.
Okay.
The news that are going around, this is fresh out of the press.
Mm-hmm.
So Cardi B is to star in her first film with Keke Palmer and J-Lo in a film that's called Hustlers. And there's other actresses involved too.
Mm-hmm.
Actress from Crazy Rich Asians, Constance Wu. You know the shorty from 10 Things I Hate About You. You know the protagonist. Her name is Julia Stiles.
Never
and then
her.
Another actress from Riverdale. So it's much...
The girl from Riverdale, I remember.
Yeah, that's Cole Sprouse's girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much... Like, the point of the matter is that all these females are coming together, like, from different backgrounds, different ethnicities. This is giving me kind of like a flashback to Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8.
With Sandra Bullock, Riri, all these... Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Which I didn't watch, and I said that I was going
to. Oh, my... Okay, we have to watch it. I literally took a trip to the movies to see my girl Rihanna, but that's not surprising. Anyways, okay, so the film is basically based on a true story about a group of strippers that team together to take down and scam their Wall Street clients.
I'm here for the story. I'm here for Jennifer Lopez as a stripper?
Yes! Keke Palmer?
As a stripper?
Constance Wu.
As a stripper?
Yes.
But no, like, I'm here. For, and then Cardi B, I feel like Cardi B is going to be, like, the stripper. Like,
yeah, she's gonna be herself. She's going to come through with the attitude, the sass.
No, I feel like they're all going to have to, like, learn from her.
Yeah.
Since she was an actual stripper.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the backstage, like, when they go on press, like, promoting this movie. I cannot wait for this.
Like, I'm here thinking what each each character, like what each actress, what character they're gonna play.
I know, me too.
And the shooting is gonna start this Friday in New York City. Oh. So this is gonna take place home, okay? Home.
Like we right there.
Okay, so for the next part, the asshole of the week.
Asshole of the fucking week.
The asshole of the week, I'm gonna have to keep it to Kim. They're gonna have to keep it. This happened like 2 weeks ago, but Kim and Kanye, they showed up late to Chance the Rapper's wedding.
Okay.
They literally, like, the bride had already walked down the aisle and everything. The reverend had already begun reading their vows. And literally, Kim and Kanye just walked in the middle of the ceremony. So they were told to just stand by a bush and wait for the ceremony to be through. But it was just like, damn, like, I'm going to give them asshole of the week because it's just courtesy.
Like, you should have been there
like,
early.
Like, what? This happened. The wedding was in California.
Like, you should have been there early. There's no reason why you were
yeah,
late.
Yeah, like, I okay, mean, you're know. Kim and Kanye. Yeah. I get that.
I don't think, I mean, I don't
but
think.
But you're a guest and this is their yeah. day. It's and just a matter agreed, of respect.
If you agreed to go to their wedding, then you should have been it's, there early.
Especially the ceremony. Like, I don't care about the party. You're rolling in whenever you want to the party, but this is the ceremony.
And then you're standing in the back because they did not let
yeah.
them.
Yeah!
And I'm glad and
now,
that they
now you look like a goofball just running your hands through your ponytail. Like,
and I'm
you look
glad,
crazy.
I'm glad that they didn't let them sit
yes,
down.
Yes, I'm
it's
glad
like,
too.
At the end of the day, there's no special treatment.
Exactly.
Everybody
and I
there.
Feel like that's why they thought they could do that. Because and, it's Kim and Kanye.
But okay. the whole thing is like, I want to know why they were late. Like, I want to know if they were just late because
that's
they wanted to be late.
Literally
or
what I was
like,
saying.
You know, the North like, gets sick.
They didn't even give them a shout out or a congratulations for their wedding. Nothing.
I mean, I don't want to make it a drama where it's like, oh my God, they don't fuck
no, I don't want to make up like that either, like, but she should have compensated. No. She should have been a little yeah. bit more apologetic for her just rolling in whenever she wanted.
I mean, we never know. They probably apologized.
I hope they did.
Person to person.
Because this looks real crazy, and that's why they got asshole of the week. Period.
Period.
Okay.
Cackle of the week. And I agree.
I agree. Okay, so there has been a little tweeter post. Like a tweeter. So somebody posted on Twitter, and this is a repost from 50 Cent, that Tom Ford refused to dress Melania Trump by saying, "I have no interest in dressing a glorified escort who steals speeches and has bad taste in me." Has bad taste in men. I feel like everybody could agree with that. He literally just dragged the first lady.
Bad taste in
men. But the cackle is, what's so funny about this whole thing, that apparently it was never ever stated by Mr. Ford. So Tom Ford never said this, mm-hmm. and this is not the first time that a comment about him saying something like this has gone viral. Mm-hmm. What's funny is that everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm wearing Tom Ford now because...
Since he's against Donald Trump and Melania and
especially with the whole controversy with Gucci and everything else going on. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then on top of that, what was said was that apparently, like, the people that are pro Trump are threatening to stop wearing Tom Ford because of this little comment.
But I mean, it was said that he wasn't the one that said it, so you're being petty.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, whatever.
It's like, you know what's crazy? That I feel like everybody could agree with that statement, and I'm pretty sure everybody else was like, wow, he got some balls for saying that just like straight out like that with no problem. Like he's not even afraid of how that's going to affect his business.
And I quote, I have no interest in dressing a glorified escort who steals speeches and has bad taste in men. I mean, like, oh, crrr.
Like, I could agree. You ain't never lie. But damn, like, he didn't even say that.
I mean, but at the same time, I feel like Melania Trump doesn't even want to be with Trump herself. I feel like she signed a contract.
Yeah, that's a whole
different
thing.
She signed herself into something that she did not want to do. And now she's stuck in this shit. And she's just
trying... too much responsibility for somebody with her character.
No, and not only that, I just feel as though, like, I really do believe that Melania is a victim in all of this. Like, I really do believe...
I think so, too.
That she, like... I think she did not think this is how shit was gonna roll. And I feel like he has her in some type of like contract or some type of like he has her a slave. Like he has like
think so?
Yes, because there's no like oh you've seen videos compilations.
Yes!
When she's like, don't touch me.
Literally,
like,
when he be trying to hold her hand for show. They probably don't
She never smiles.
They probably don't even sleep in the same bed.
I don't think they sleep in the same wing in the White House. I feel like he's on the right wing and she's on the
and
left
wing. And
she
just be doing her own
and
shit.
And I feel like it's like Scandal. She has a boyfriend who's probably black.
He probably do
like, you know what I'm saying? No, just like Scandal.
He probably be doing his dirty
Over here doing his dirtiness. Like, I feel like Oh my God, I am.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, if I had millions of money, I would pay someone from that White House to sell me a story. This is
just
like
a perfect example of how fake news just spreads. And we just eat up the story.
But there's difference between fake news that are fake news negative, and it's just like, why is this even a thing? Because it's fake and it's like, in a negative
way.
It
was literally a fabricated truth based on an interview that Tom Ford was in.
And then there's fake news that people wish it was real.
Yeah.
Like, you like know what this. I wish this was real.
Like I wish he would have told him that.
I just feel bad for Melania because I really feel like as though like she is out here like,
She don't want to be in the loop.
I feel like she's just paying for so much. Yeah. And I feel like she really didn't know what she was signing herself up to.
No, for sure. I'm going to say this. I don't even think Trump thought he was going to win.
I don't know.
I feel like he went for it, but he didn't think he will actually win.
Now, if he wins again, because he's supposed to run again for re-election. If he wins again, then I have no hope in this country.
This whole thing.
If he wins again, I have no hope for this country.
This whole thing.
When? I want to end with the quote of the week.
What is it, honey?
Honey, prioritize those who prioritize you.
Prioritize
those who prioritize you.
I'm gonna have to put that shit in my culo because
I'm gonna just say that like, don't waste your energy on people that are not wasting their energy. Not even wasting. If I am investing, I am investing my
energy, my space, my time, my interest, my attention, the least you could do is return it with equal enthusiasm.
Exactly. So,
but the quote is prioritize those who prioritize you. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, if these are the colors that you're trying to show me, if this is what you're really about,
exactly,
then I have no interest.
I agree.
You already made it clear for me. Now it's time for me to act accordingly.
I agree.
I love this quote.
I mean, with that said, thank you for taking the time out of your day to
thank
listen to us.
Thank you so much.
Once again, make sure to follow The Rundown on Instagram at The Official Rundown and to stay updated throughout the week. And make sure to spread tons of love and positivity every day, 25/8.
Oh, I love that. That was good.
Stay blessed, you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting.
Thank you.
Subscribe to this podcast. And you already know, we love you. Mwah.